Charlotte and John.
Okay, thank everyone for your patience. We're on Zoom.
And before we move on, could I request a short executive session, please? That is your right. You have a second to that? We'll take a brief break for executive session. All in favor?
Aye.
Any no's? Abstentions? Okay, we'll be going into executive session.
Are we leaving?
Yes.
No spot?
Did we have any more of the agenda, the second part of the agenda?
Oh, no, I have it. Thank you. Couldn't find it.
Okay, we're good. Thank you.
All the way on there.
I do believe I need to bring it back into order.
I'll move we come out of executive session.
Thank you.
Good question.
Thank you, George. Next is appointment of thank you very much. All in favor?
Aye.
Your patience is close. Well, I get my bearings. Now we'll start with the number three, appointment of officers. The clerk of the board resolved the Board of Education appoint Jennifer Hicks to serve as the clerk Board of Education during the 06-07 fiscal year, annual salary of $5,000 with an indemnity amount of $100,000.
I'll move it.
Right. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Richard. All in favor?
Aye.
Sting? Noes? Motion passed. Now, in the past, I remember we used to do this as a round robin. I'm not exactly sure how that took place, but if you'd like to do that again, just to move this along a little bit quicker. In other words, we'll start with Jane making the motion and second by Steve, and then just move around the table if that's acceptable by everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Are there any of these that can be voted on together?
Yes, sir. Right now, I don't see any, but I will put them together if I can.
Okay.
Resolve that the Board of Education appoint Jennifer L. Parliament to serve as treasurer of this district during the 06-07 fiscal year, annual salary of $40,000 based on the 05-06 contract with an indemnity amount of $20 million.
I'll move it.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. All in favor?
Aye.
Sting? No. Motion carried. Item C, the tax collector. Resolved that the Board of Education appoint Linda Garrett to serve as the tax collector of this district during the 06-07 fiscal year and an annual salary of $5,500 with an indemnity amount of $1
million. I'll move that.
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain? No. Motion carried. Number four, other appointments. School position. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommended to the board to appoint Roger E. Patno, Plattsburgh primary care. I missed one. Thank you. Let me go back to the internal claims auditor. It would be very wrong to leave that one out. D, resolved the Board of Education appoint Linda Darcy, the internal claims auditor of this district during the 06-07 fiscal year at an annual stipend amount of $2,500 with an indemnity amount of $100,000.
I'll move it.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? No. Motion carried. Now I'll entertain number four with other appointments. School position, result that the students, the superintendent of schools recommend to the Board of Education to appoint Roger E. Patnod, Plattsburgh Primary Care Health Partners, at the school position for the 2006-2007 school year for a monthly stipend of $1,100 for on-call availability and telephone consultation services at a charge of $110 per hour for any on-site school service.
I'll move it.
Thank you.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? No. Motion carried. The school attorney, result the Board of Education appoint Joseph Labarendo Esquire to serve as school attorney for the district from 7106 to 6307 for a contracted amount of $14,500.
I'll move.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Any question on this?
Yes.
I would like to request that the attorney attend all our regular meetings in the future. And I don't know if we can reflect on this here before we vote on it.
I more than would have to look at the contract.
That's just not like we have to discuss that.
Okay.
If you want to go into executive session, we could discuss it.
Before we vote on it.
We'll take that motion.
Only we go to one second.
Motion's on the floor.
Motion on the floor and second.
Right now, we have the motion on the floor, appointing Joseph Labarendo. We can discuss the typicals of the contract later, can't wait for one amendment. We can vote on it as.
I would assume as the board, we can adjust that to our needs.
I would think that we would have to ask him if he would like to do that.
Consult that.
And the monies are additional.
I guess I could say that would be fair, and Joe, tell me if I'm deviating. The contract that's currently set up for that amount does not include that. So you're voting on his presence not being here with that dollar amount. Anything other than that would have to be negotiated outside of this form. Is that fair to say it that way? Okay. Right. So if the issue is on a regular basis, then that's something you have to look at. If it's as needed, that's in his contract. Within reasonable as needed is what your point is.
Question about what the motion was about and if we could add additional services, if indeed it is additional. But the motion on the floor is to, and how can we remove this totally off the agenda? That's not the motion.
Okay. Because if it's a contract amount and more money, doesn't it have to be negotiated, or would that be
negotiated
tonight?
Right, but also.
We need a school attorney, though.
You can't negotiate tonight.
But we need a school attorney. I just have concerns that we're exposing ourselves to risk if we, I don't know when we're going to meet again to have an attorney.
It will go back into the session.
But we can't negotiate.
Well, we can provide it.
Pointless to vote. We can't negotiate. I don't think we're in any disagreement about appointing the school attorney and who that person should be.
Correct.
Yeah, but that's what the motion is to do with John, so we can go back.
Yeah, but the other problem is, it's possible that you might not want to do it. So then what do you do?
Well, we can't negotiate that in executive session. So my point is...
You have an appearance.
Yeah.
That's my discussion.
Right now, to bring everybody to the area, we have withdrawn that. School attorney, are you still willing?
We haven't voted on it.
Correct.
No, but we haven't voted on withdrawing.
We haven't voted on withdrawing.
I'm still looking to talk to, discussion part of the need for what is the question?
I don't know. If we can't discuss it here, we'll have to go to executive session.
But we can't negotiate tonight with the school attorney.
That
would not be appropriate.
Difficult to do that.
Correct.
This figure is for the contract that we have right now, and if we would like additional services, we can ask Bill if he's willing to do it, negotiate a price, bring it back, and re-vote on it.
Right, but that's what I did when I negotiated the contract.
Right.
What Joe stated publicly is that there is some time that he's willing to come. If it's on a regular basis, then we'd have to talk about what that means, and he'd go back and tell me the price, and I'd let him know.
Right.
But usually I negotiated the contract with the attorney, so you tell me the parameters, and we can do that later in the executive,
right,
and we can deal with that.
Right. I think we can go on. My personal opinion. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
I'd like to make a motion.
Yeah.
I make a motion to appoint Joe Flagler into a court. Chairman Solution?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain? Noes? Accepted? C. Central Treasurer. Resolve the Board of Education appoint Prentice Laundry to serve as Central Treasurer to the district for the 2006-2007 fiscal year at $3,197 and an indemnity amount of $100,000.
Move it.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Discussion? Abstain? Noes? Move that. Attendance officer? And before I do that, I guess I am leaving out the portion of discussion. So I apologize for that, and I will try to bring that into this. If I move on, thank you. The attendance officer resolved that the Board of Education appoint Hester Brooks to serve as attendance officer of this district during the 2006-2007 fiscal year at no additional salary. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain? Noes? Move that. The independent auditor resolved that the Board of Education appoint the firm of Telling and Conroy CPA PC as the independent auditor of the district for the fiscal year ending June 30, 2006. A contract amount of
$10,500.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion?
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Have we set the date for our ride for this year? For
the upcoming audit review? Mm-hmm. Is that been set yet?
Yes. The date is
Monday.
This coming Monday?
Yes.
For the board, to the board?
Sorry?
Your question is the review to the board?
No, just going to start.
No, this is, I wondered when the audit would start for the district.
Starting on Monday.
The only reason I asked the question was because of the audit committee.
Yeah.
And okay. I'm on the bottom. So.
Thank you.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about this. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain? No. Carry. Records Access Officer. Resolved the Board of Education appoint Jennifer Hicks to serve as Record Officer, Access Officer for this district for the 2006-2007 fiscal year. No additional salary.
So moved.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain? No. Period. Asbestos Local Education Agency designee. Resolved the Board of Education appoint Donald E. Strong Jr. to serve as asbestos designee of the district during the 06-07 fiscal year. No additional salary.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain? Noes? Carried. Purchasing agent. And be a note that we've added a piece to this. Resolve that the Board of Education appoint Ron Clanger Jr., business manager, to serve as purchasing agent for the district during the '06-'07 fiscal year at no additional salary, with Mark A. Sato, superintendent of schools, acting in his absence in extenuating circumstances following review of the school attorney. Discussion?
I'll move it.
One second.
Oops, thank you. Now we have discussion.
Do we do that one more time for Jen, please? The changes on the end. In his absence?
In his absence, in extenuating circumstances, following review of the school attorney.
Five.
By the school attorney. Thank you.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain? No? Carried? Clinton Essex, Washington County Board of Corporate Educational Services. Resolve that the Board of Education appoint Mark A. Sato, superintendent of school, as a member of the Clinton Essex, Washington County Health Consortium Board of Directors and Trustees, with Ron Clanger Jr., business manager, to the executive committee for the district during the 06-07 fiscal year.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain? No? Motion carried. Jennifer, am I going too fast?
You're fine.
Okay,
I'll give you a nod.
Just give me a nod. Well, I don't know if I can give a nod. Chief faculty counselors and extracurricular extra classroom activity fund. Resolve that the Board of Education appoint the high school principal as chief faculty counselor of the extracurricular activity fund, for the high school and middle school principal as chief faculty counselor of extracurricular activity fund for the middle school for the district during the 06-07 fiscal year at no additional salary.
I'll move it.
I second.
Discussion.
Do we need to include the elementary principal too?
Good point.
My understanding is only the high school principals, the two. And the
correct.
Documentation that we...
Right.
Yeah. Based on the documentation we gave you before.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain? Motion carried. Faculty auditor for extra classroom activity fund. Resolve the Board of Education appoint Ron Clanger Jr. as the district auditor for extra classroom activity fund for the district during 06-07 fiscal year at no additional salary.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain? No. Motion carried. L, records management officer. Resolve the Board of Education appoint Ron Clanger Jr. to serve as records management officer for the district during the 2006-07 fiscal year at no additional salary.
I'll second it.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain? No. Title 10 compliance officer. Resolve the Board of Education appoint Sandra Gardner to serve as the Title 10, Title 9 compliance officer of the district during the 06-07 fiscal year at no additional salary.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain? No. Carried. Homeless liaison. Resolve the Board of Education appoint Diane Fox to serve as the homeless liaison of the district during the 06-07 fiscal year at no additional salary.
I'll move it.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain? No. Motion carried. Pesticide control officer. Resolve the Board of Education appoints Donald E. Strong Jr. to serve as the pesticide control officer of the district during 06-07 fiscal year at no additional salary.
I'll move it.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain? No. Carried. Thank you. Fingerprint coordinator. Resolve that the Board of Education appoints Joanne Menard to serve as the fingerprint coordinator of the district during the post-6, post-7 fiscal year at no additional salary.
So moved.
Okay. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain? Noes? Carried. Voting delegate, alternate for NISBA convention. Resolve that the Board of Education, we need to appoint a voting delegate and an alternate delegate for the New York State School Boards Association convention for October 26 through 29, 06.
I think our president and vice president should be.
I'm going to have a conflict there. I'm going to be away.
I'm already for both these, and I'm going under both these, so I can't be the voting delegate for these things.
So we don't have
them. Nobody else is going to the convention? Are you going, Mr. Kenny, to the convention?
I don't know. I don't know if I have a conflict. But I'll go next week.
I hope to go to part of this, but I probably will not be there for all of this.
On Saturday, the
vote.
I'll be there on Saturday.
I will not
be on Friday.
The vote is always on Saturday.
Yeah. It's in the morning.
Are you volunteering?
Do they serve coffee?
They serve you free lunch.
Hey, I'll give you the money for your coffee. I'll go.
They give you coffee.
Coffee's pretty expensive in Manhattan.
I don't care. This is a big
coffee. It's not like Shelley's coffee.
It's only in the morning now. It used to be an all-day thing, and now they limit people when they get up to speak about one of the resolutions, that you only have like 3 minutes or 2 minutes, and then the gong goes off, and then you're done.
Last year, and we were done before lunch.
Yeah, and then they serve lunch to the delegates.
You
get
a lunch
volunteer. Do you really want to do it before we put your name down?
Really?
You're going to go?
I'm going to be in West Point on Friday night. I can probably be in Manhattan Saturday morning.
But you have to send in the name to the student.
So George, you're going to be our voting delegate.
If nobody else is going.
Yeah. I'm going to be out of the country. So.
Hey, don't go to Uzbekistan or something like that.
No.
So we have to make a motion for that.
I guess we don't have an alternate. A motion? That's George Palmer as the voting delegate.
Make a motion for the voting delegate.
Now, am I correct in doing that, or do we already have? We didn't do a motion.
No, we don't.
Okay, thank you. I have a second to that.
Who moved
it? Leonard, make the motion.
Yes. I'll hold that round, Robbie, please.
Second.
I'll say. Okay. Thank you, Joe. Frank? Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain? No? Thank you, George, for that. Committee on Special Education. I will entertain this as one motion. All of these people that are listed, I won't bother to read those, but resolve that the Board of Education approve these appointments in the Committee of Special Education of the district during the 06-07 fiscal year. This is our chair area for special education, to review the special education students.
I'll move it.
Thank you. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain? No? Moved. Subcommittee on Special Education. Resolved that the Board of Education approve the appointment of the Subcommittee on Special Education of this district during the 06-07 fiscal year.
So moved.
Okay, please. And I am doing these all as a group. That's okay.
Yeah, that's what you can say.
Listen, thank you. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? Noes? Motion carried. Thank you. Committee on Preschool Education has resolved that the Board of Education approve the appointments of the Committee on Preschool Special Education of this district for the 06-07 fiscal year as listed in the agenda.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? Noes? Motion carried. The Clinton County Impartial Hearing Officers list. Resolved that the Board of Education approve the appointments of the Clinton County Hearing Officers for the district during the 2006-2007 fiscal year as listed in on the agenda below.
I'll move it.
I'll second. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? Noes? Non-student physicals. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to appoint industrial med testing in Plattsburgh at the medical clinic for non-student physicals, including the DOT for the 06-07 school year for the amount not to exceed $50 per physical.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion? I do have one question. That is the DOT for the bus drivers, so it's going to go also there.
Yes. That's the same company we've used this year.
Right. I just wanted to clarify that. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? Noes? Motion carried. Designation. Resolved that the Board of Education designate TD Bank North, Glens Falls National Bank of New York, an official depository of all funds of this district during the 06-07 fiscal year.
I'll second it.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? Noes? Motion carried. Regular meetings. Resolved that the Board of Education designate the second Tuesday of each month at 6:15 p.m. as the regular meeting night of the district during the 06-07 fiscal year. Discussion?
Yeah, I thought we were going to 2 meetings. Or does that have to be?
Well, this is our original, our regular meeting.
Right, but I thought we had agreed to do a regular 2 meetings a month, the first and the second and fourth Tuesday of the month. I thought that was
good. Well, that's one of the things that I wrote down for you to remember to look at, that we said we would look at this again at the end of the school year, that this summer we would decide what to do, whether or not to go back to committees or to have the 2 meetings.
Okay. So that's why it's
We can wait and always add it.
I was just kind of curious because I know we had talked about it and it seemed to be working out.
I'll look better than
well, it does make it a very short period of time for each meeting.
Sure, it's up to me.
That's something we can discuss.
Yeah, I want to do our return.
Yeah. Right.
So we won't have another second meeting to like do policies and stuff in class to retreat? Is that what people say?
If I can't make one this month anyway, I'll be gone. No, there's other people who have problems too. So not this month probably, but the next month.
As far as the finance committee, don't we have to meet to approve the financial statement?
Yeah, usually you just change the date. If somebody can't meet the Tuesday and you don't have a quorum, then you change it to another date where it's agreeable to most people, where you have a quorum. That's what we've done in the past.
Mm-hmm. We talked in 2 weeks, so I'm on vacation.
That doesn't mean the financial committee can't be still meeting.
So we don't have a standing financial committee.
No. So are we still going to
the motion's still on the table.
The motion's still on the table. Is there any other discussion?
I'll move it.
Steve Tremblay, Karen Armstrong, second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? Noes? Motion carried. Official newspaper, resolved that the Board of Education designates the Crush Republican as the official newspaper of this district during the 06-07 fiscal year.
I'll move the motion.
No second. Discussion?
We'll get the times.
Always that. It's delivered here daily. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? Noes? Motion carried. Investment of idle funds, resolved that the Board of Education authorized the central treasurer with the approval of the business manager to invest idle funds of the extra classroom activity fund in approved interest-bearing accounts of the district during 06-07 fiscal year. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? Noes? Motion carried. Authorization. A, resolved that the Board of Education authorized Mark A. Spazzato, superintendent of schools, to certify payrolls of the district during the 2006-2007 fiscal year.
I move that.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? Noes? Motion carried. Conference convention workshop attendance, resolved that the Board of Education authorized Mark A. Spazzato, superintendent of schools, to approve attendance of all staff conferences, conventions, workshops of this district during 06-07 fiscal year.
I'll second it.
All in favor? No, excuse me. I draw that back. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? Noes? Thank you. Resolved that the Board of Education establish a petty cash fund in the amount of $100 and that Ron Clancy, junior business manager, be authorized to establish these funds during the 06-07 fiscal year in accordance with education law.
I'll move it.
Okay.
Discussion?
Can I ask you just clarification? Are we setting up one petty cash fund? Is that what we're doing?
Understanding is there's a petty cash fund identified for each school, but it's out of the central office. Okay. They're separate codes.
Okay, so there'll be more than one, but at $100.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
That's how it's done last year.
All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? Motion carried. Designation of signatures on checks. Resolved that the Board of Education designate Jennifer Hall Parliament, District Treasurer, to sign all checks of the district during the 06-07 fiscal year with Ron Clancy Jr. acting in her absence.
I'll move the motion. I'll second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? Noes? Motion carried. Budget transfers on Chief School Officer approval. Resolved that the Board of Education authorized Mark A. Spazzato, Superintendent of Schools, to approve budget transfers up to and including $2,500 for the district during 06-07 fiscal year.
I make the motion.
Second.
Discussion.
Now, this still comes before the board at the next meeting, doesn't it? So that we know, like, if you spend. If you spend $2,500, you still know that your money being spent?
It's up to this amount.
Up to this amount, so anything?
Under
that.
So we would know that it has been spent. So.
You would in your
monthly
financial report.
Monthly financial report.
Which is reviewed by the finance committee that George was mentioning.
I'm not spending anything. I'm allowing somebody to transfer money. So I don't touch any money. I don't spend any money. It's allowing somebody within the building, say, to transfer money, let's say, from supplies into, let's say, contractual or whatever they would need at that point. Just for clarification.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? No. Motion carried. Superintendent to apply for grants and aid, resolve the Board of Education authorize Mark A. Cusato, Superintendent of Schools, to apply for grants and aid for the district during the 06-07 fiscal year.
So moved.
Discussion. I do have a question. Do we ever use the postings grant writer at any time?
There have been times when they've asked us to be part of grants, yes.
Okay, because go through them, then grants can be established multi-school.
Right. When there have been requests from other schools to do that, we do that. But right now, our budget is based on the allocations that we have on the budget to fund other things.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the budget discussion that we can do that later when we take staff out of the grant. But right now, if we decided to, let's say, spend Title I dollars and do something through BOCES, and the funds were not going to be used to hire people, then we'd have to pick up that in the local fund. So that's something we can look at later.
Okay. Any other discussion, Pastor?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? No. Motion carried. Prepayment limits. Resolved that the Board of Education authorized the prepayment limit for materials and supplies expenses up to and including $250 whenever vendors require such prepayment for this district during the 06-07 fiscal year.
So moved.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? Noes? Motion carried. Advance from the general fund to federal projects. Resolved that the Board of Education authorized cash advances from the general fund to the federal fund up to the approved spending level of the federal fund for this district for an 06-07 fiscal year.
I move the motion.
Second. Discussion.
Question. Who will actually do the approval? Will that be the business manager?
The approval of?
The approval for it to happen.
The general fund is federal
fund. I don't know if that's the business or the treasurer does that. I don't know that.
You wanted to choose.
Yeah, it's in the business office.
Thank you.
Should we be saying that, or does that not say?
This is how it's always working.
Okay.
If it's a cash advance transfer, I think it's the treasurer, if I remember correctly, does that. I think so. We can check it, but I think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? No. Motion carried. Number 7, other items. Establish mileage reimbursement rate. Resolved that the Board of Education establish a mileage reimbursement rate to follow IRS mileage rates for employees who use their personal automobiles on official business of the district during the 2006-2007 fiscal year.
I'll move.
Any discussion? I have one question, Ron. What is the rate?
I don't know.
It's 46 point something.
So it's up there to do it.
Yeah.
Another question.
Sure.
District employees, if they have access to the school vehicles, are they encouraged to use those when possible? Or?
It depends on the one.
Depends on the trip.
Yeah.
You don't have a whole lot of district vehicles.
Two vehicles.
Yeah.
Two
vehicles. Probably because depending on the vehicles going.
Yeah. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? No. Motion carried. Regular extracurricular activity fund. Resolve that the Board of Education regulate the extracurricular activity fund established by the State Education Department for setting up accounting procedures that conform to the regulations of the Commissioner of Education for the control of extra classroom activity funds as outlined in finance pamphlet number 2, the safeguarding, accounting, and auditing of extra classroom activity funds during the of this district during 06, 07 fiscal year.
I move it.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? No. So moved. Cooperative purchasing. Be it resolved that the Beacontown Central School District Board of Education agrees to participate in the St. Lawrence Lewis Postings Cooperative Purchasing Program in accordance with guidelines set forth in the Cooperative Purchasing Agreement for 06 07 school year.
So moved.
Kathleen moves. And Richard
second.
Any discussion? I do have one question, and that is, at what level are we participating in this cooperative right now?
I don't understand the question.
There's quite a few different levels of orders. I mean, you can order classroom supplies, you can order building materials. I mean, are we just doing teacher classroom materials right now for them, or are we?
I think if I'm not right, we're doing everything. We can put in musical instruments.
Yes,
we did the whole thing, because in the budget process, under the area of district-wide, additional district-wide allocations assigned to the building, there's a dollar amount to BOCES to do this, and I think the cost is about $5,600, and with that, we do all the cooperative bidding. They do everything.
No, it's been everything.
It's whatever it is, yeah. Yes.
Right.
And I know they have done that as part of the budget process.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? No. Motion carried. Policies and code of ethics. Resolve that the Board of Education review all adopted policies and the code of ethics of each district.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Discussion.
What does this mean? My question is, does this automatically mean that the annually adopted the policies that must be annually reviewed, that the data is automatically rolled over?
This basically is written adopting and requiring the Board of Education to review any of the adopted policies. In other words, to keep things current?
You're saying that we reviewed it already?
Does that mean that the policies, like there's several that we did in 2003, and then there's some that have to be done annually by state ed. So these going to be automatic. This says that we're going to automatically put a new date, like this date, on them.
I don't know either.
Any question?
Motion to amend it.
Wait.
Well, reviewed.
We haven't
reviewed it.
We've been reviewing it right along. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, but you know, but. We reviewed every policy we have in that book that's that thick.
I don't mean what the year is that you're saying. You're looking at it one way,
yeah,
a little different than what Kathleen has been saying.
I think the intent is to review all of these policies, but this says we have.
True. Reviewed.
Well, I know, like, right now, like, the reviewed of the policies, like, the code of ethics, like, at our board meeting, we have the paper that was assigned that we're given to review before this adopt that everybody has read it. So we have this on ours, but we're reviewing, and we sign our code of ethics, because they're talking about the code of ethics of the district, the one that's in the book. So I'm just saying is that it is on, like, on our thing, but we signed it, so we will review because we had it right. So it'd be right in front of us.
Well, we're responsible for reviewing all policies, but I think...
But everybody in stuff like the code of ethics, that's something that's even in there that you're supposed to have all the time. I mean, you're supposed to be given at the organizational meeting and to review, just so that you read over all the different things.
But this is saying reviewed.
Mm-hmm.
Should we change, take the EV off?
Yeah.
Is what Richard's saying.
What, could I ask the clarification of the intent of the resolution of the breakdown agenda?
The intent is that by law, the board should review all policies and code of ethics before the organization meeting. So when you do, you're starting out fresh. If you want, I'd recommend that, because that's what the intent is, that if you would like to maybe table it and then review it for your meeting in August, because you should do that. I mean, that's what it's saying. Yeah, and you have spent a lot of time reviewing them to begin with, so, but if there's some outstanding ones, that would be the time I guess you'd bring that up. But the intent is that most board members are aware of the policies and sign the code of ethics, if that's what Jane's saying is part of what you guys do. You should do that annually, just to make sure you're on top of it.
And that you realize what they are.
Yes. And then we wouldn't get behind in a lot of our policies where we said, oops, we forgot that one. But you spend an enormous amount of time for the past couple of years putting a policy manual together. So I would think it would be a cursory review of the policy and sign what you do for the code of ethics. Kathleen, I don't...
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm sorry. I don't feel
well. But I mean, that's the intent also, if I understand that correctly. Correct?
I really didn't remember.
Okay. It doesn't really specify a time frame.
No.
It
no.
Reviewed in the last 30 days, last 3 years.
It's just an annual...
It's an annual review.
I think you're just making a commitment, basically a statement, that annually you are looking at these things and...
It said review. It should probably say review.
We dropped the
just review.
But I guess that's how it was written.
Yeah.
That's why we put it that way.
Maybe it was a mistake from before. I don't know.
Personally, I'm going to vote no. Because I don't agree with, and we have said that there's work to be done on the attendance policy, on the grading policy, on the code of ethics. There are several extracurricular code of, it's not a current policy, I'm sorry, but there are several policies that we've talked about that we said we wanted to change. So, however, to make it work to still be legal, because I understand we have to do something.
Can you table it?
And we can
check
table
the lot.
Just got to postpone it later.
Yeah, well, if you table it to the next meeting, then we can double check and we can.
I think you want to table for later in the meeting because there's going to be another
table. No, we'll table it until the next meeting.
Table, it's got to come back up the same meeting.
Okay.
So.
No. That's the next meeting, I believe.
30 days.
Right.
So. Does that mean between, if we do that, if we postpone it, does that mean that we all have to have copies of all the policies and review them before the August meeting?
That's the intent, and Joe can double check, the intent of the statement for the organizational meeting is that the board has done this annually, right, Joe? Mm-hmm. Yes.
I agree with them all. Have fun.
So why can't we take the ED out and make it an ongoing process?
I don't know if that's legal.
But I think what Joe is saying that that's not the intent. You can't change the intent of the law by dropping the ED. It's that you have done it, so you shouldn't vote on it unless you've done it. And if you...
Well, we have been trying to stay as current as possible. We're doing them as the request by the state. And we're reviewing what we have already in place. And we're also reviewing what's being brought to the board.
You don't think we'll be more on this thing we have or we haven't?
We have reviewed it in the past, though.
You know, I'm saying, but the point is, have you reviewed all of them and you haven't?
The board,
I mean, I've read every one because I was coming on board. The board, is that what you see?
Maybe we should be taking out all.
The board has
reviewed the
group
policy.
Has been doing it as before we approve them. We review them. But we didn't review them in the last 30 days, no, but they have been reviewed as they were then approved.
Right. I mean, we hired bosses to update our policies. And they've been coming back to us on a regular basis. We have. And they've been coming back to the board for the past year and a half, almost, constantly. And we've been looking at the policies that have been So technically, we've all reviewed it, except maybe the two.
Next question. Is that something that we lay on the policy board, the policy committee?
We don't have one.
I know, but we're going to have one.
Oh, we are?
Well, we should, if we can put the policy committee back together again. We should. If all is stricken, then we're resolved as the Board of Education reviewed adopted policies and code of ethics. I mean, we're doing that on a current basis. So it's in removing all and adding to this.
You can't do that.
You can't do that.
The intent of the law is that you have reviewed all. And if you haven't, then...
The board pretty much has.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think of any of that we didn't go over.
Is that within a year or something like that?
No.
It's been over a year. It's been just like any other board.
The policies don't change.
It's
an ongoing process.
Are we notified by somebody in the state if there are any changes required to various policies?
But
NISBA has been up there.
We hired NISBA to do that.
And it's been around one process with that stuff either. Do they keep us surprised on a yearly basis if there's any change?
Kind of qualified, probably.
Well, I can't think of any we didn't.
We'll do what James said about the code of ethics.
And that's the one we haven't started. We haven't even looked at.
Well, we got a copy of a template of a code of ethics last month.
Well, we have a code of ethics.
Yeah, and we all looked at it last month.
No, we have always had one. That was a different thing.
That was a different
thing that I got from both. It's like a exhibit.
Who's making the motion?
We have Jane Donahue, seconded by Steve.
So, are we leaving it as is?
We will.
And voting it as is?
Well, if we're going to go first, we can't go to the response button anymore.
Resolve the Board of Education, review all adopted policies and code of ethics. All in favor?
No.
Abstain?
Abstain.
And I have to abstain also. I'm in the process of reading them right recently. Were Richard's notebook, so I haven't been all through them.
I do agree with you.
You have to be voting no.
You need to do a roll call. And you get one.
Okay. Request roll call, please.
Okay. Karen Armstrong?
Abstain.
Jane Donahue?
Yes.
Kathleen Rimberg-Quinney?
No.
Frank Hay?
Yes.
Leonard King?
Abstain.
Dan Karofsky?
Yes.
Richard Levine?
Yes.
George Palmer?
Yes.
Steve Trumbly?
Yes.
Point of order to the chair.
Yes.
Can we review again for abstention? I understand your reasons. You know, in good faith, you haven't reviewed them. I'm not aware that that is a reason for abstention. I thought that abstention was that there was a conflict of interest. But that's the only reason you can abstain. Then you would just vote no.
Well, you can abstain if you don't really understand the question, you don't understand the content, you don't know what's been saying.
That's not what I heard, though. So I don't know what Robert's rules of order have in front of me.
So can you help us with that?
Well, I would think, for example, the case of King was just coming on board, there's no way that he could have had the opportunity to review all those policies. So he didn't have the information, he has not done so.
I know those were coming in as I came on the board, and just recently, Richard was kind enough to lend me his notebook, and I'm in the process of reading most of them, but I haven't gotten to all of them. I'll be happy to change if...
No, I just wanted to know for future reference. So this happens a lot, you know, and I just wanted to clarify it to myself.
Certainly in a case where someone, for example, is something that occurred in the meeting, all the members have not attended, for example, their commencement, I think it's appropriate for that member who's absent from that meeting, previously in the vote on the meeting.
case.
So they would abstain rather than no, in the case that you just mentioned?
Yeah, I would, on a research standpoint, if they don't have information on this case, going to go to the extension.
Thank you. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Did we get a quorum?
Yes.
Okay. Motion then passes. Establish a rate for non-resident tuition. Resolve that the Board of Education establish the estimated non-resident tuition rate for new students to the district during the 2006-2007 fiscal year based on the New York State Education Department state aid prescribed methodology for non-resident tuition computation. Tuition for a regular ed K through 6 for a full day, $4,376. K through 12, grade 6,184. Motion, please.
Wait, you said K through 12. Yeah, K through 12. 6 and 7 through 12 because you
and,
just
oh, I'm sorry. Yes, yeah, thank you.
One more.
Discussion.
Do we have any more?
I think about 8 left.
Eight.
We don't.
High school that are paying the full tuition?
I don't know if they're up to full tuition, but they're getting there. We have, if I remember correctly, we have no new people that are paying the full amount.
Including 50 or 60.
Yeah. Any other discussion?
Good question. We're not paying full amount?
It's prorated.
It was prorated. Whole for part of the year. Okay, that's the problem.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain? No? Motion carried. Establish a substitute rate. Resolve that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education establish the following substitute rates for the 06-07 school year listed in the agenda.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yes. I would like to have it noted here that it's non-bargaining only, not the
These are the district substitute rates. It has nothing to do with non-bargaining. So you're setting these rates.
Well, the bus driver rates that established is non-bargaining.
It says not established. There isn't. There has not been a rate established by the board. That's all that.
In that school year.
There was never a rate established.
Last year's minutes show that you had bus driver last year at $27.67 and a $15 hourly.
There was, but the rate wasn't established by the board as a sub rate. You're saying there is? No, that was pulled. Oh, actually, that was pulled from the board. There was a, in the minutes should show if that's the one, that was not done, that was pulled. We never established a rate for the bus drivers. That's why we're putting it back now.
Had a yes, a 9 vote, no, 0, so it was passed by the board.
And for me?
But that was last year. We're voting on
the... We're voting on this year.
Yeah, oh, no.
Let me just see what this one is.
The 05, 06 is just moving.
The way it says is under the section bus driver and school bus monitor, we're removed for approval at this meeting. And they were never presented back. They were just pulled. That's what it says right there. Under this section, bus driver and school bus monitor were removed for approval at this time. Both of these positions will be presented for approval at a future meeting, and it never was.
Oh, so you never saw the pulled.
Yeah, that's what that was. So this is the first time we're doing the rate, and that's why it says there's none saved at this time, because we did look that up, and that's what I remember correctly.
Leonard, are you suggesting that after bus driver and parens that it reads non-bargaining?
Yes.
That's what your question was?
Right.
Yeah, and I guess my response is substitute, these are substitute rates that the district sets. It has nothing to do with bargaining members because no bargaining units have substitutes represented by their
group. It does have substitutes in whatever they have cases. I can't remember what they call
it. So just for clarification, done. If I'm a bus driver and I'm substituting for this bus driver's run, this isn't going to affect me.
Correct, because in the contract it says if you sub for another driver, you're paid basically it's the by same rate. But this is if an outside person is hired to come in and sub for you because you're out sick and he can't cover for you, that's the rate they will be paid.
Now, is this going to cause a problem for us for getting substitutes?
Not according to Mr. Hobbs. And we have seven substitutes. I think you told me we have seven substitutes right now. But we had seven substitutes.
What were they being paid last year?
I think it was probably the generic rate of the substitute that was the contractual substitute rate, if I remember correctly.
Because they're going to work less this year.
I understand. If there were a substitute in the true sense, yes, that's what that would mean. And I understand this is what Mr. Hobbs did. And I gave the documentation in your packet that was presented from him, so.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstentions? Noes? Carried. G, transportation. Result that the superintendent of schools recommended to the Board of Education acknowledge during the 06-07 school year the necessity for bus drivers to park their buses at the residence instead of the bus garage. Motion, please.
Make a motion for that.
Second. All in favor?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. Discussion.
Who seconded?
I vote. Okay. I vote the residents corrected for the spelling at CD instead of CS.
Good catch. Any other discussion?
Do they, that's during the school year, in the summer, do they park them here?
You bring them back?
Can you restate it, please?
All the buses are at their homes during school year, but where are the buses in the non-school year in the summer? Are they still at the
bus stop?
At the bus stop.
Except those that are currently.
Except those that are working going to summer.
Except those by driving for summer.
Right. Mm-hmm. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? Going into our regular board meeting, under two presentations, we have none at this time. We have no spotlight of the education at this time, but I will entertain the 5 minutes forum for public comment. If there's anybody that would like to make a comment to the board, making sure that your comments are a comment, not a question, and that they do not refer to any individual students, personnel, or contract. Seeing none at this time, I will continue with five reports, presentations. A, superintendent's report.
We have none at this time.
Okay. Good one.
Oh, if you want
to
do
that now, or do
I can do that when you do that. Okay.
Under B, administrator report, we do not have any at this time. Board committee reports, we have to reestablish our committee. We do not have any at this time. Under 6 minutes, resolved that the Board of Education does hereby approve the minutes of the meeting. The Board of Education held on June 6th, a special meeting, June 13th, a regular meeting, and June 27th, a regular meeting. The motion, please. Thank you, Frank. Thank you, George. Discussion. Correction.
On the June 13th meeting, minutes under 1C, it's just minor, but present under attendees, Joe Lavarando, it should be a small KC. It's just that's taking too much, but it's the other thing I wanted to ask, and I'm not sure if my memory is different. Under number 3B, we had a presentation about the climbing wall. Jane asked about when the curriculum began for this program.
I remember Jane saying, when did you write this curriculum? And it being stated that it was written in January. And I think the minute, if that is everyone else's recollection, it should be corrected.
I did ask when the curriculum, when the phys ed curriculum was written, or when they had it passed, and they had said January 2004.
You're talking about on page 2, number 3B?
That's correct. Like the fourth sentence from the bottom of the paragraph.
Who responds to that? Did
it come? It says Andy Hastings.
Andy Hastings. Do we have a phys ed curriculum or not?
No, there's not more of it.
They said the curriculum was ready in January and they're not teaching it. So how can it have been ready in January?
Well, actually the question was when was it written? When was this program?
Actually, it was just the correction of the minutes. It's all this discussion.
Right.
Correct. That's all. The discussion on the correction of the minutes. Nothing else. Any other discussion?
Just one other item. On your public comment, one of our residents addressed the board and the group. And it was mentioned in the presentation or the statement that our tax rate went down. And I think as a board, we probably should clarify that the reason our tax rate went down was because the assessed values in our area, in our school district, went up. In fact, our budget went up and our tax levy went up. So the tax rate declining had to do with the increase in assessed values in our school district.
In which unit?
June 13.
But even though that may be the case, was that discussed at that meeting? Because we're approving what was discussed at the time of that.
Yeah, at
the meeting.
Said,
you know, the minutes,
it's not. Right. Has nothing to do with if he made a wrong statement.
And we can't
it
add
to. It just has to do with what the person to me
so states. For this meeting, when we are approving the minutes, you can help me. If there is information that's not correct, the board doesn't put anything in at the time we're approving the minutes.
Well, the meeting minutes today could talk about what you're saying, but this document can't be changed to reflect that, which is what the motion on the table is, I think.
It's just the correction of the deduction, talking about the minutes. Yes.
I don't know. Did we get into that budget discussion? Yeah, I don't remember.
We didn't at the time because
it was just a comment.
Doesn't respond,
right?
So is it more appropriate to do it under additional items if you help me just here?
I would have to say under additional items.
Yeah. And then it would be reflected in the minutes.
Okay, I'll retract my comments and hold them for additional items.
Under D, that would be 8D. This way would be more appropriate. Any other discussion in a minute? All in favor?
Aye.
With the correction? That is, excuse me. Any abstentions? Noes? Passed. Under being resolved, the Board of Education does hereby approve the following subcommittee minutes as indicated. We have no at this time. We have nothing under unfinished business at this time. Under new business, with the CFP recommendations, resolved that the Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education the approval of the CFP recommendations for the date 7/11/06.
I'll make the motion.
All in favor? Excuse me. Discussion?
Discussion, I'm just wondering, the first page was less than intentionally blank.
I...
Yeah, there's one, no.
Okay, I got the thing on everyone.
The top page, I think, was reversed, labeled, in reverse, so printed in reverse, and then left with the last one on the back. Or, I'm not exactly sure, but it was complete as far as the numbers.
Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? Noes? Motion carried. Personnel, number one, we have no resignations at this time. Number two, appointments. I resolve that the superintendent of school recommends to the Board of Education appointments for the following special education summer school for July 3rd, 06, and ending on August 11th, 07, as listed in the document. Motion, please.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion.
August 11th, it says 2016.
Yeah, this is a summer session, July to August. Did I say
four?
I'm sorry. I'm wishing my time away. I'm sorry. I should not do that. I make that correction to August 11th, 06.
Captain.
What do you want me to do?
No, I'm just getting the first.
I'm sorry, I don't feel very well. Yes, I just second. Excuse me.
All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? Noes? Motion carried. Resolve that the superintendent of schools recommended to the Board of Education change the following civil service provisional appointment to that of 6 months probationary appointment on the date indicated based upon successful completion of the civil service examination.
I'll move it.
Discussion?
So the time that she did it provisional can't be counted towards at the start of probation all over.
Correct, because she didn't pass the test at that point in time. Civil service.
Well,
you haven't taken it. Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't available to take. She took it in time.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I stand corrected. I'm sorry, Jen. It's been a long day.
Second time around here?
No.
But I woke you right up, didn't I?
Do we have to see more than passes?
I already passed it.
Okay.
Well, then wait a second. So why do we need the clause based upon successful completion?
That's the reason why. And one of the things that the comptroller like that we're doing is we state in our motion what the reason why that you're making the change and how it relates back.
As opposed to successful completion.
Correct.
Thank you.
Because she goes from provisional to probationary. It's going to come back again for a permanent appointment upon successful completion of the 6 month probationary period. So we'll come back one more time.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? No. Motion carried. Congratulations, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends the Board of Education approve a Board of Education courier stipend in the amount of $839 for Calvin Houston for July 1, 06, and ending June 30, 07.
How well?
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? Noes? Motion carried. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends the Board of Education to reinstate Julie Perdet as a tenured teaching assistant on 7-year preferred eligibility recall list from the board meeting minutes as of May 31st, 05, to that of the tenured teaching assistant, effective April 11th, 05, for the board meeting minutes of May 9th, 05, effective September 06, at the pre-professional salary rate of $25,654, and if you'd like me to read that again, I will.
Okay.
There's three parts to that. Motion, please. Second. Discussion.
Makes sense to the superintendent?
Yes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Abstain? No vote? Motion carries. Three through eight, from unpaid leave, termination, intent to retire, child rearing leave, tenure, and elimination position. There is not a good time. Move to C policy. There is not a good time. Move to miscellaneous. And here I would ask Frank, you had a statement you'd like to make.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's aware, but there's a big project going on, I believe, this Saturday. The elementary, main building elementary, had a huge fundraiser. The board actually had in their budget $40,000 towards a playground to be built. And the elementary raised the balance of that. Trying to save money, they went with a partial build, and they need volunteers. They're saving them, I don't know, $15,000 by doing this partial build. And they need 35 people in the AM, or 30 to 35 people from the afternoon, and then another 30 people in the afternoon this coming Saturday. It's going to be a hot day, but they're having a hard time getting volunteers. Anybody want to come over for a couple hours, I'm sure it would be really appreciated. There will be refreshments served. It's going to be a great playground. And, I know they're really looking for the volunteers. It's not just for, anybody here.
Does it say, I don't remember, adults only, or can children help? And so what?
I don't think it really limits. Obviously, it wouldn't bring toddlers in, but I think teenagers would probably be able to help. And they said they'll serve lunch, I guess, or some kind of food.
It's supposed to be 90 degrees.
They're looking for volunteers in two groups, 8 to 12:30, and then 1 to 6. So anybody, neighbors, anybody, you want to get involved?
I just wanted to clarify a statement about the tax rate going down, and wish to point out that the reason the tax rate went down was because our salaries went up, and I had a question from a person familiar with the process and thought that we should clarify that. Thank you.
I hope it wasn't too excessive there. Thank you. I do have one question. I don't know if this is an appropriate place for it. So, where are we with the athletic director position? I'll direct that to you.
There was a committee put together, and a date has been established to do that. Correct, Art? The athletic DAD, that's set up for next week, right?
Next
Wednesday.
How many people do we have to apply?
7 people are going to apply. 6, I think, are going to apply.
What are the positions we have there?
I think what I say at the last board meeting, it's this one, the AD, and the Director of Special Services. And we have a couple miscellaneous appointments, like psychologists, and there's teachers, and some of the people that retire, like phys ed teacher, things of that sort.
Right, but the big one was the...
The two big ones left are the AD and the Special Services person that hopefully our goal is to get these all done at the next board meeting, the second meeting in August, to get them all resolved by then. And we're trying to also get any other open appointment resolved to bring it back so the persons could give appropriate notification to their current employer if they have one. I know we have about, I think, just roughly about a half a dozen like different positions open because of people that resigned or are going to resign. So I'll get that information to you. I have to put that in your packet when I get the details.
Yes.
Okay. Just a general question. Probably Kevin can probably answer it. With a new bus mechanic, is it working well? Is all the work getting done? Did it work? The position, is it taking effect? And are we catching up with
everything? In fact, it's going to take time. No, it's going to be.
Number nine, financial. Resolve that the Board of Education accept the following report for May.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion. Resolve that the superintendent of school recommends to the Board of Education to approve the end of the year transfers for 05-06 school year of over $2,500. We are striking the operations contractual to maintenance contractual plus garage hoist.
So moved.
Thank you. Discussion? We're doing B. B with technology contractual to transportation, but not second part.
So why was the second part of that struck? Not is the hoist working now? Is that what you're telling us?
Effective yesterday, they came and checked it out, and the leak was confined to the hoist, kind of, and they repaired it, and so we're good. We don't have to get the official repair in. So we're going to have to send a formal letter because we accepted a bid and all that kind of stuff. Tell them that thank you, but we don't need you. But we're good, correct? And we found out yesterday. Yeah, that's good news. So we don't have to make the transfer, in other words. The money just stays in operations contractual. That's what that means at this point.
We're not moving.
Yeah, we're good.
Any other questions?
Okay, second question.
Yes.
On the transportation software that we had already bought that last time, are we buying more software now? Or?
No, this is actually from technology contractual to transportation so we can get aid on it. It wasn't in the, when it was signed up initially, it was not put in the right code. So now by doing it this way, we could submit it and get state aid on the software, where before we couldn't get transportation aid on it. So it's a technical, it's a number shift.
Okay, the same software.
Everything's the same, the money's the same. So we can claim aid on it, but you need the right code to get aid.
Any other discussions or questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? No. Motion carries. Go to C. Resolve that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to approve transfers over $2,500. This is transfer of salary to school year, from the school year to transportation salary for summer school, in the amount of $4,000.
So moved.
Discussion?
That's this year, correct. It was not budgeted. And we needed to establish a line.
Thank you.
In other words, summer school transportation.
Correct. And that's special ed summer school.
Oh, yes, that's
It's a CDS.
Yep. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain? No? Motion carried. Okay. 4B, need to know who made the motion and seconded it?
I did.
Kathleen? Richard?
For B?
B. 9B.
The same thing.
Oh, okay.
They both said the same thing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Under 9B, resolve that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to accept the following donation and approve amending the budget to be increased in the amount of $425, what is listed in this document.
So
moved. Discussion? Yes, sir.
So I think it's that sign up front with the red barometer on it, not up to date. We have all the money in, we need for that. And is there going to be any leftover funds? And if there's leftover funds, they're trying to.
We're very tight right now. We have not to take net off for this
So at this point, you don't anticipate any extra funds?
We're still expecting donations.
I hear you. Talking to you, Frank. Talk to me.
Maybe the board should check.
Oh, that's right, in the animal.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. Can we have a roll call vote?
Roll call.
For the amending of the athletics.
Okay. Karen Armstrong?
Yes.
Jane Donahue?
Yes.
Kathleen Grimberg-Funny?
Yes.
Frank Hague?
Yes.
Leonard King?
Yes.
Dan Karofsky?
Yes.
Richard Levine?
Yes.
George Palmer?
Yes.
Steve Trembley?
Yes.
Thank you. That motion is carried. Thank you. E, resolve that the Board of Education does hereby authorize the following band for buses at the lowest interest rate possible and on the maturity date indicated.
So moved.
One second.
Discussion? Questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain? No? Motion is carried. Thank you.
Okay, Karen Armstrong?
Yes.
Jane Donahue?
Yes.
Kathleen Grimberg-Quinney?
Yes.
Frank Hague?
Yes.
Leonard King?
Yes.
Dan Karofsky?
Yes.
Richard Levine?
Yes.
George Palmer?
Yes.
Steve Trembley?
Yes.
Motion carried. Thank you. Capital project. Resolve that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to approve payment for project number 143-6470, which is design and engineering fees for the middle high school auditorium, Cumberland Head and Cumberland Head entryway. For the district capital project initiative funds, as indicated, with the Thomas Group for 25, 743.89.
Just a moment.
Thank you. Discussion?
Yeah, this is just the plan, right?
This is the, okay, plan, yes. Any other discussion? All in favor? Oh, excuse me, draw that. Go ahead, George.
So the seats have already been removed and all that? That's been done by our maintenance staff then?
No, that was done by the company, right, Don?
Done by Nickers.
That's a different initiative money that we did at the last board meeting. I know it gets confusing. Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? Noes? Motion carried. Additional items to discuss?
It wasn't put on here for anybody to attend new school board training or to attend the President's Academy on here as additional.
Well, one of the things I wanted to do was ask the board if it's okay if I go to the...
But we should have it as a resolution that anybody who wants to attend the new school board training and the school board President's Academy or whatever as a motion may be able to do so, just like we do for school board convention.
Yes.
Because we do have some new people, and I think that it to encourage them to go to new school board training would be...
We got a choir that came. We pulled it out and we're going to get back to it.
Well, you have to go through a financial thing, too. You have a 12-hour financial training, 6-hour financial. Well, that's not a new school board. That's just financial. Everybody who's new school board members have to go through a financial, plus there's a new school board training where they tell you, the areas and stuff of what your role is as a board member.
And you should have got a pamphlet for that, right?
Yeah, okay. The only thing that we have... Yeah, well, I didn't get it. I read yours. So I'm saying the only thing that I was told that was required was the 6 hours.
That is the only
one
required.
If you can't attend, this is a good session.
Okay, but we need the 6 hours first, right?
Well,
no.
You can take the six hours down there.
You have a year.
Is that required?
That's not required.
Saying I got to do the 6.
But 6 is required.
Okay, that's what I'm waiting for them. They're supposed to give us the dates.
You're talking about the local one.
They sent us a flyer or a questionnaire because we're new members, and we sent back the thing, and they're supposed to get back to us with dates that we can attend. So I understand what you're saying, but I mean, I intend to go, but they got someone when I can go.
Right, and I'm just saying is some of the, like,
that's
Karen,
only
you took some of yours,
that's
one part at that.
There's one coming in September.
Yeah, but Karen took part of that there, and then when you went to the state convention, you took your other courses that you needed. Because you can't just go for half the, if you have a conflict of that day when they're going to have that financial thing, you have to do every single one, a card in that. If you leave or anything like that, then they won't hand you anything.
You won't get all 6.
You won't get all 6. No. They won't even hand you the credit card until it's all done that you're sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you go up to the bathroom.
Well, I didn't go to one of those
people. That's
good.
Well, they do the local for the finances, but not
but
for the...
Not the
right.
Well, they did for this one.
But they're not now because they're taking over the finances.
Yeah. I need a copy of that. If I do again, if somebody has an extra copy, I would like to go to the presidential.
Well, that's the same time as that's either in September or it just happened in July.
Yeah, August, I think it is.
It's August.
It was on a blue sheet. It came. The presidential one is a different one.
Right. I didn't get any of that. So if I could grab somebody, I would appreciate it.
You could call NISBA and they would send you the information.
Well, if somebody has one here, I'll just grab the pamphlet and I'll use it.
Well,
just
copy the
number.
So what's the procedure that when we find out what the date is, we have to come notify the board on that?
No. Jennifer knows and she registers you, right? That goes to Jennifer.
Right.
Let Jennifer know and she registers you.
I'm just approving a resolution that anybody who wants to attend can attend. It doesn't mean that they're going to put anybody, just like we do for the NISBA conference.
But we have a motion on the floor.
One second.
We have a second. Now, is there any other discussion on that?
I would just like to encourage any new board members to go to these. I mean, you're going to the local financial one, but to go down to the one that's offered in Albany for new school board members, whether it be this July or August and September, it's a great learning experience. You get to meet a lot of different board members from across the state and see what kind of problems they're running into and what they're dealing with. And it's just a good thing to go to. I mean, just for yourself, you know, to improve yourself as a board member. I mean, I really would encourage it. I've been on the board 11 years, and I've gone down. I don't think I've missed more than two of those in 11 years, and I think I've been in every state convention except one. Not only the time commitment, but it's well worth it.
I received a thank you note from Emily Dyer for our gift to her, and I gave it to the clerk.
We have a motion.
Oh, I apologize.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Just hold your thought for a minute.
Yeah. Well, now you know.
Any other discussion? on the motion on the floor by Jane and seconded by Richard. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any abstain? No. That motion is carried. Thank you. I will be attending the Albany training for presidential. It's a good program.
They have for vice president, too. President and vice president.
It's president and vice president.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't get it because you just became vice president. Yeah.
No, but I say no, but they said you'd be president and vice president.
Yeah. It is both. Yes, it is. Jane is correct. And, of course, did everybody hear about the point that Kathleen made?
Yeah, I got the thank you note, and I gave it to Jennifer if anybody wants to see a copy of it. And also, last meeting, everyone agreed to donate a specific amount to Brian Ford. Thank you. Right. And there's two choices on the internet. One is a foundation for his children, and well, they're both related to his children, I think. And I was going to choose the foundation, but it's not completed. The last time I checked the web, they're still putting the legal things together. So with your permission, I'll keep checking, and then when it is put together, I can forward the money, and then I think we agreed. I didn't want to say it out loud here because it doesn't sound like much, but collectively it was a nice amount.
Did you collect the money?
No. So I didn't put any money up because the foundation's not established, and I didn't collect it yet either. Is that okay then? Just to do it. Give it to the foundation.
Is there any other item for discussion?
Yes, sir. Could we maybe get a report next month on the PE thing? We have minutes that say that there is a PE curriculum, that it was written in January, and then we also got
climbing walk.
Not PE. No, it said PE. It said that the climbing wall could not proceed any farther because there was not a curriculum. So it couldn't write the curriculum for the guards.
Right.
We've got a curriculum for the climbing wall activity.
But they
do not have a secondary 6-12. I'd like somebody to show it to me. Because maybe they can do it together easily to meet that if it doesn't exist.
Steve, going back to your question, we need to get clarification on this for you.
So that's why I said maybe next month. I didn't ask for an answer right now.
Yeah, the only thing is that based on people not being available, but that's one of the things I think I mentioned last time, we need to investigate that because I've heard a difference of opinion now. So we will follow up on that. But I'll give you at least a status report at the next meeting.
Okay.
All
thank
right?
You.
I also heard before that they said originally that we had it.
Well,
there's two different things. One is the climbing wall curriculum versus the secondary curriculum PE. And so we'll get clarification. We'll update it at the next meeting. I can tell you what I know at that point in time.
Any other items? Yes.
Can we at some time discuss a policy? We don't have a policy. I feel it's an executive session. I feel it's inappropriate to have executive sessions at the beginning of our meetings without announcing it first. You know, I think if we're going to have executive sessions for the benefit of our audience here, we should announce it beforehand so people don't come at 6:15 and then wait till 7:15 for the meeting really to begin. Either have them at the end we can meet before 6:15 and start at 6:15 and just publish it. The meeting will start at 6:15. There'll be an executive session and we'll come out at approximately.
But in the past, I thought that we did that. We have done. In the past, we usually say, I mean, I guess unless certain circumstances crop up. But in the past, I think we've always, if we're going to do an executive session, we usually publish it, don't we?
Yeah. And we always try to do it at the end of the meeting, unless there's a specific question.
The last couple of times, I don't think we've done it.
No, we, yeah, I think that's right.
The intent will be to have executive sessions tonight, which is a special request. So I think we will move to have executive sessions at the end of our meetings.
Or if it's published at the beginning.
As long as we publish it, there will be an executive session or a meeting.
And
public meeting will start at
approximately 7:15.
So unless there's an extenuating circumstance, you want to follow kind of the past practice?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that okay? Any questions? Okay. Do you get that then? And I think those parties to the minutes that stand said that he felt this was for them. Okay.
Any other questions? I will, as the speaker, I guess, of the group, I will contact the chairman and for him to have a discussion on the procedure of that nature.
Okay. For clarification, we need to discuss all because it has to do with finances that may or may not be budgeted. We'll have to talk about that.
Yes.
Are you saying that you're going to negotiate? Because usually the board officer is going to negotiate.
No.
I guess if it's okay, what I was going to do normally, and I mentioned to Joe, is I will talk to Joe and see what we can work out. And if not, then I bring a proposal back to you and say, if you want him to do X, Y, and Z, this is what it would be. So we could do that and get that back to you.
But we don't know what X, Y, and Z is yet.
Right.
No. But I guess the proposal I think initially was asked is could he come on a regular basis? So we need to look at that because also there are just things that have been set up already that he has to look at his schedule and we have to look at finances and things of that sort.
Yeah. I mean, we have the contract that we drew up last year which reflects him coming.
As needed.
As needed.
As requested.
Maybe if you forwarded the content of contract for Leonard to review.
Yeah, I think, and I guess if it's all right with the board, I can discuss it with Joe. We don't have an issue dealing with that. We'll talk about what seems to be reasonable and prudent, and then he'll let me know if it extends what that would mean, and I'll let you know, and if there are any costs involved with that. So we're okay with that. Right, John? You said we do that and get back to you.
Okay, I just think we do what we want, but this is every meeting, right?
Yes. Every meeting that we derive business, I think, right. Yes.
So now we'll talk about that. He has some things in his contract already that he can do that.
And I think one of the things is that, you know, when I heard you say that and stuff, take it upon yourself, and I know, like, in the school law, it says that only with the board's permission, even if anybody's president, you have to act on, it has to be
correct.
The majority of the board who gives correct. You that permission to do that.
Maybe it would be appropriate for our president to sit in with Dr. Scusato and meet with Mr. Lackland.
We have to
vote, huh? Well, no. I guess part we can work that. I have to talk to Joe because Joe just got back from vacation. There's a lot of stuff going on, and right. Well, I know, but I mean, you're doing a lot of catch-up stuff right now from being out. And, yeah, we can work that out.
Comments?
Or?
We then move to a 5-minute public comment. Yes, sir.
I have a public comment. My name is Bobby Hayden. I'm a bus driver here. And it has more to do with what the board voted on page 204 under personnel. We have 5 drivers, 2 of which are titled as bus drivers, which is true. But we also have 3 underneath them that are bus drivers. And in the past, we've always gotten what our contract says, and page 18 of our contract says they should get 7 for special education, summer school, and or a sub rate. They're both the same. So in general comment, I'm just saying there probably and there most likely will be trouble. I am the shop steward, and I will have to act on that.
Okay. Thank you for that comment. On the summer school or not? Could you restate that again?
Sure. Yeah, you have 5 drivers here, 2 of which are titled right. They are bus drivers. You're getting paid per contract. We have 3 other names underneath it. Carol Kogo, Sharon the Nephew, and Laura Fountain. They're also bus drivers like myself, like Morris and Cindy. And in the past, we've always gotten up the contract page 18. It has special education summer school, which has a stipend of $27.67 per run, as well as an hourly rate, a substitution rate of $27.67. We have always gotten that in the past. So people that have always gotten in the past, I'm sure they're going to have a problem with it. Before I even talk to anybody, I'm sure they're going to.
Okay, thanks for that comment. Are there any other comments? Yes.
Dan, the Elster Room. Just for a point of clarification for myself, are you going to continue to have your executive sessions at the end unless something arises?
Yes.
Is that it?
The intent is to have it at the end of the session unless there is something that would, and that would be again listed ahead of time.
In the press.
It's listed in the press and on the agenda.
Thank you.
And the website. If it's on the agenda, it's going to all those areas. Are there any other? Yes, sir.
David Kowski, I'd like to congratulate the new board members. I hope you're still real enthusiastic in 5 years when your tenure is over. I hope we go back to the open forum. We didn't have one tonight. Maybe it's because it's summer and you didn't anticipate a lot of people, but hope we go back to that. I'd like to see the board act as a board and take on an issue that is a concern of mine, and that's unfunded mandates, both at the state and federal level. I'd like the board to figure out what the unfunded mandate dollar amount is federally, so we get mandates from the federal government as well as the state government, and as a board to go forward to our elected representatives and say, this is our stop. Secondly, board members who have relatives that work in the district, if issues come up regarding salaries, retirements, entitlements, I would hope that you would recuse yourself from those votes.
Thank you very much for those comments. Is there anyone else that would like to address the board at this time? Seeing no others at this time, I don't see a need for executive session tonight, unless someone does. Then under 14, before adjournment, though, I would like to discuss the, no people are probably ready to run, but whether or not we are going to have the second meeting of the month. We've had some discussions that attendance may not be there for that date. If people are leaving town on vacation, setting another date may be a little difficult at this time, and I know 3 people said they're gone that whole week. Are we just going to go to the August and try to work the 2 August meetings? Design ourselves for this second meeting.
Well, if you can get 5 per quorum, we've usually
done
that.
Are left?
I don't know what's
gone.
The date on
it. I believe it's the 18th. Should it be the 18th? Would be the
No, usually it's the
week after that.
The week after that.
The
25th. Okay. The week of the 25th.
I'll be able to see.
Okay. I won't be able to see him.
Okay, neither will I.
I don't have my calendar. I don't think I am here that day.
Okay, so we only have one, two.
Can we meet on the 15th, Jen? That would be August 15th, is the 7th. Tuesday, we're going to meet on the 8th.
We're going to meet on the 8th.
Okay.
Is there any problem with meeting on the 8th for that regular meeting? People going to be back in time for that, or would we move it? And we are going to try to do the second.
I'm out of town that day.
When?
The 8th.
The 8th.
We'll do the 8th and possibly then we'll do the 22nd.
22nd. So it's our two, 8th and 22nd. We still have a forum going for those two? Tentatively, so we'll put that in the minutes tentatively.
The 22nd, I might not be here.
But the regularly scheduled board meeting will be the 8th.
The 8th.
If you need another one, for whatever reason, we'll do it on the 22nd. But you're really meeting once a month, correct? Officially?
Well, officially, what? Officially, what we're doing.
Working meeting.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Okay with that?
One more, Tony.
Yes, sir.
So are we going to both review and approve the financial?
If they need to be.
The July financials.
Financials on the 8th.
Actually, we'll do that.
The June financials.
The June financials will be approved on August 8th. They'll both be reviewed and approved at the same time.
That's right.
July will review them on the 22nd.
Yes.
When do we have our retreat?
Probably have to take a look at dates and availability of people. If people would contact me, usually we try to do it mid-August in between the two meetings. That week, which would be the week of 14th through the 18th, if you could let me know your availability through that week, we'll try to get as many people together as we can for that.
It might be a conflict, or it might be quite a challenge to board reorganization.
That might be my training. What's the training?
It's different. It's August.
Yeah. It's August.
18th?
14th through the 18th.
Same time.
You don't have that phone
now. Oh, okay. Have to check.
Next one is on site for conventions and training.
Yep. I'll get some time. That's just a general one? Okay. So if you could also let me know your interest in committee at the same time, usually it has been the nature of the board to put together what or submit to me what requests you have for which committees you'd like to sit on.
Well, then, could we have a list of the committees that there is? I mean, to send a list, I mean, of the committees of what we're reestablishing again, if we're going to reestablish committees again. We need a list from you of the committees that we might want to be on.
We'll do that. Send it out into your packet.
We have a question, Tim.
Yes.
I thought we were having the second meeting of the month because we're coming.
That's what I thought.
Well, that was going to be a working for policy and any other working pieces that we were going to work on.
Which is committee.
You're going to do all committees? Well, the board would like to move to just using the second meeting without any committees.
That's what I thought we were doing.
That's the public relations.
Except for.
That's the public relations. That's right.
You want to keep that schedule or do you want to try to go back to having the other committees?
I'd rather have two meetings.
Yes. Feelings of other people in the world.
But is the, I just need clarification because Jen asked me to. If the one meeting is the regular official board meeting, so Jen would be here as a clerk and take minutes and notes and stuff. But if you're going to do it as a if you're going to meet with other committees or policy, then that's like a subcommittee of the whole board, and then Jen would not be present, or is it an official board meeting? Because we need to know how to advertise it also.
It would be some clarification.
It has been an official board meeting.
Because anytime you have a quorum,
then you would need to attend.
my, I guess my next question is this, that if we're going to have a meeting, is everybody going to work on the same thing, or are you going to have some people working on policy and some people working on other things, so we all going to work together and do them all?
Well, right now, with the way it has been handled, the meeting is everybody's been working on, except for the financials, that's been also separate at times.
No, I'm just not taking part in the discussion, that's all.
Okay. So what's the...
But you still have to get somebody to head the public relations committee because of the fact that Marilyn Dwyer, who headed it, added no longer.
Maybe you and Richard would want to get together. Usually the offices sit down and make a plan to present, to say what you would want us to do.
Well, we can do that as soon as we find out from the board how you want to proceed. And we had two members mention that they wanted to just do the second meeting.
Except for the public hearing.
Except for the PR.
Point of clarification. Who would you then, for example, let's say policy number XXY, whatever, need reviewed yearly? Who has the responsibility then to make certain that the board does that? Is that something the superintendent does? Is that something the board president does? Or is there a leader of the board for this work?
The board president.
Okay.
With policy. And right now the discussion is that policy would be done as a full board, not as a committee. As well as financial and PR being separate.
I have no problem with either format,
I don't mind
whatever
it.
The board wants.
I don't mind
if
you
read
about
it. Okay.
So it all has to get done. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the policy's got to be kept up. It's got to be done.
Okay, well, then we'll continue with the second meeting as our work session meeting. But if there is business that's going to be conducted in the board meeting, then we will need our clerk. And that's how it's kind of been happening. The second meeting has been a full board meeting, not just a work session.
It's got to be
published. They all have to, regardless. Even when we did the committee, they were published. So that was a requirement anyway. So I will put a informational sheet in your packet that's going out. We will sit down and take a look at that, respond. If you are interested in PR separately, then you can let me know. And then we'll go from there. If there's no other discussion, please. Do that, I would entertain an adjournment. Okay. I'm standing in adjournment. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Now we are.
Who second?
I did.
Richard, this is a letter I wrote to
Mary. Tonight. I think it's the air
conditioner. I can't hear anyone.
I think that I got Don 8 or 7:30. Hey, Don? Ron? Mr. Clamser? Did you get Don a second? Don, when does the air conditioner kick off? Air conditioner, does it go off at 8? The air, does it go off at 8? I think so, yeah.
I know what I have to do. I'm going to have it.
Thank you.
I'll come in tomorrow. I've got a key to the library. Hopefully, someone wants to document. I know, but I don't know which one.
Oh, let me second tell you.
Stan, you want the key? I have a key. I want a recorder. Key to the library.
Go up to the library. LID. Now take it off while you're sitting now.
No. I don't have it.
You can turn it over to Tim.
So would you record it somewhere? Yeah, so that's the library. So that you can get in and stuff.
So you know the captain gave him the key?
Yeah.
So sometimes... Oh, you can have this too. You want to find any folders so that we...
Thank you.
Oh.